Now, wading birds have been in danger along many of our coastlines as predators like to pick off the baby birds. A conservation project on Achill Island, County Mayo, however, has been showing some good success, especially for the lapwing. Let's get some more on this from Owen Murphy, who's Senior Project Manager with the Breeding Waders Programme. Owen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this project and how does it work for the lapwing?
Yeah, and also, look, it's really exciting. I suppose the best way to describe it is it's a collaboration. We had a mehel of people below in Achill on Monday and Tuesday erecting a really large temporary predator exclusion fence. So it's 1.6 kilometres in length. And the mehel itself included local people, local farmers, our project, which is the Breeding Waders EAP, and a Life on Macker project, which is a life project dealing with macker, which is a coastal grassland, and that's the habitat type that we were working on. So the idea is to keep predators out, as you say, but also that to give us a chance to control livestock numbers in the breeding site itself, stop people maybe from walking dogs through it or driving cars across it, some of the funny things that people tend to do if they're unaware of these things happening. So we're protecting these birds. They're in an emergency situation. I mean, lapwing numbers have declined by 80% in Ireland, and some of the other wader species, such as Dunlin, are over 90% decline. So it's a really emergency situation. The fence will hopefully protect them. Just, I suppose, at a vital time of the year, they're just coming back onto their breeding grounds now for the breeding season.
And these are the little birds that we see running in and out of the sea on the shore. Why is Achill such an important area for this project?
I suppose it's the habitat that's there. The Life and Macro project have been working there for the last couple of years and have great relationships built up with local community. They've also assessed the area and they've done work for waders. They have a specific brief for waders as well as for pollinators and the habitat type itself since 2022. So basically, they identified this site. There was lapwing on it. They put up some smaller temporary exclusion fences as a trial last year. They worked very well. I think they got 13 lapwing fledglings away, and really, really excitingly, they got in a pair of Dunlin that succeeded at having two fledglings as well. Dunlin are like, you know, have less than 50 pairs breeding in the entire country. So it was proven that they work. The Breeding Wader project was happy to come on board then with some funding. We sat down and we did a little bit of work on developing the fence type, and I must say Mark Reid and the Life and Macro project did, you know, all the heavy lifting on that. We came up with a fence design, and it was a matter then of getting the hardware and getting the staff members and the local community involved to put it up. So 1,600 metres of fencing in the space of 2 days is quite an achievement.
Owen Murphy, Senior Project Manager with the Breeding Waders Programme, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One.